So we've been looking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and yesterday we just kind of touched on the beginning of chapter 3. And again, this is Paul, his letter, first letter to the church of Corinth, and this is, again, a letter that he is sending to believers, because these are clearly those that he has already taught. They know Christ, and he's already taught them. Now we saw in verse number 12 that he made clear that we've not been given the spirit of the world, but we've been given the spirit of God himself. And so because of that, we have the ability to understand, to comprehend the gifts, the good things, to understand the revelations, to understand the things of God, his blessings, and all that he's poured out to us. In verse number 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we also saw that it is through the Holy Spirit that he says, and we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truth with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. That's you and I. You and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. So we can understand because we have the Spirit of God speaking directly to us. God speaks to us in the Holy Spirit that is dwelling within us. So as we go on, as we read the verses that are a little before there and a little after there, it makes it quite clear. Paul is saying that there's nothing that is hidden from us. All of the wisdom of God is available to us, and nothing is hidden from us. And he's also letting us know that there's wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of the world is fallacy. The wisdom of the world seems like it makes sense to the natural mind, but it's foolishness. And that the things of God seem foolish to the natural mind, but they are truth, and they are life, and they are liberty, and they are freedom. Then in chapter 3, we just saw that Paul was letting us know that we're not mere men. We're more than mere men. We're spiritual beings because we have that Holy Spirit, his Spirit, the Spirit of God dwelling within us. So we are not just mere men. We are spiritual beings. And there's an expectation as we read the first two verses. Paul says, let me read those first two verses from the New King James. Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." Now, he's just got done saying that we have the Spirit of God who reveals all things and teaches all things to us. This is the wisdom of God that is available to each one of us in all things. And yet he's saying, listen, I'm still having to talk to you as babes in Christ. I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, because you're choosing to believe and to listen and use your carnal minds instead of listening to the Spirit of God that is in you. In verse 2, he says, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you're still not able." So Paul is gently letting them know, you know what? By now, you should be able to understand and know the deeper things. You should be growing spiritually. This is the expectation that God has for each one of us. Now, if God has that expectation for me, I should also have that expectation for myself. And here's where, unfortunately, many of us fall short. We don't have an expectation that we're going to understand the deeper things of the Word of God. Too often, we lack the expectation that we should expect that He is going to reveal His truth. He's going to reveal the deeper things of the Word of God to us. This should be our expectation, that nothing is hidden from me, that all of the truth, all of the spiritual truths that the natural mind cannot comprehend or understand, He will reveal to me, to you, because we have the Spirit of God living within us to guide us, to direct us, to give us the ability to understand those things. That is awesome. We should all raise our level of expectation today to understand deeper revelations, deeper things in Him. This should be what our expectation is. Yet too often we look towards others. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with learning from others. I continually learn from others. I'm listening to a CD as I'm driving around in my car today. I'm listening to a CD from a teacher that I greatly respect. And I'm sure that I will learn things from him. I expect to learn from man, but I should expect even greater knowledge and even greater revelation to come from the Holy Spirit speaking to me, because nothing is hidden from me. Nothing is hidden from you. And this is why Paul was saying to the church at Corinth, listen, by now you should be understanding these things. But I have to keep feeding you baby food because you've not spiritually developed. Why? Because they were still relying on the carnal. They were still relying on their natural minds. They were still relying on their own abilities, their own wisdom. They were spiritual men, but they were seeing themselves merely as men. And this is a mistake that all too often we fall into ourselves. We fail to see ourselves as spiritual beings, but instead only see ourselves as merely men and women, merely flesh. And that's shortchanging what Jesus wants to do through and for each one of us. He goes on in verse number 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to say, "For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, divisions amongst you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" Think about our own lives. How often do we fall into envy, strife, divisions? And yet, all that's saying is that we are carnal. We're behaving like mere men. Paul expects, Jesus expects so much more, because he's given so much more to us. Now, as we go on through 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul is talking about the work that he's done. And now he has built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, and others will build upon that. And he explains himself and explains everything has to be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. And then anything that any man does, including you and I, it's either built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ or it's not. And if it's not, it's going to get burned up. The time's going to come when every man's work is going to be tried by fire. And in that fire, that which is not of Jesus Christ is going to be gone. It's going to be, it's waste. It'll be burned up. But that which is of God is going to remain and will be to glorify Jesus Christ. And it's the glory that you'll be able to pour out to Jesus Christ as you do so. So as he's talking about that, then we get a little bit later into chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. And Paul is talking about those who would deceive. And there are those, just as there was in Paul's day, there are those today that live in and operate in deception. Everything comes back to Jesus Christ and the foundation of Jesus Christ. And anything short of that, it's going to be burned up anyway. And there's an accountability that we have for the Word of God. There's an accountability we have for sharing the Word of God. And Paul is saying that those who deceive, there's going to be an accountability that they are held to. And then in verse number 21, let me read this. Verses 21, 22, and 23, these are the final three verses of his third chapter, or the third chapter of the letter that he wrote to the church in Corinth, his first letter. And it says, "So let no one exalt proudly concerning men, boasting of having this or that man as a leader." Because he's saying, some say you're of Paul, some say you're of Apollo, some say... And he's saying, listen, don't boast in the men. "So let no one exalt proudly concerning men, boasting of having this or that man as a leader. For all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, Peter, or the universe of life and death, or the immediate and threatening present, or the subsequent and uncertain future. All are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God." Then he goes on to start the fourth chapter, and he says, "So then, as apostles, let us as apostles be looked upon as ministering servants of Christ and stewards, trustees of the mysteries of the secret purposes of God." Listen, one of the great things is, I love that first line of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, because Paul is saying that we've been entrusted with the Word of God. We are ministers of the Word of God. He has hidden nothing from us. All is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. This is the expectation that we should have. Everything is revealed to us. I should be able to understand and get revelation from the Word of God. I should expect that I will, and so should you. And as such, we are entrusted with the Word of God, and we're entrusted with those deeper spiritual truths. We are, in fact, not just servants of God, but we are stewards of God. And as stewards of God, we are trustees of all of those mysterious purposes of God. You have been entrusted with the Word of God. You are a trustee. You are a steward. He's given you the key through the Holy Spirit to understand all things. He's given you the key through the Holy Spirit to not only understand all things, but to be able to apply and to live all the truths of the Word of God in your life. He's given this to you, but you're a steward. It doesn't belong to you. He's given it to you, but it belongs to Him. And as a steward, we're supposed to do with that which is entrusted to us. We're supposed to use that which He's entrusted to us in the way, in the manner that He has, that the one who owns it, the way that He instructs. And God wants us to give these things to others. We are entrusted with the truth. We're entrusted with His Word and the power of the Word. And we are to live it, and as stewards, to give it, to pour it out into others as well. Let me go back to the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Because what Paul is saying there is, so let no one exalt proudly concerning men, boasting of having this man or that man as leaders, for all things are yours. But these are the divisions that we see. Paul is saying, don't exalt or don't take your pride in the fact that this person is your leader, is your spiritual leader. Now, be thankful. Have a heart of gratitude for the men and the women that God has put in your life, that are spiritual leaders in your life. I rejoice in the spiritual leaders that God has given me. I rejoice in what my pastor has given to me over the years. I'm thankful and I appreciate beyond measure what God has entrusted through the man of God, my pastor, and what he has shared with me. I'm very grateful, grateful beyond measure for that. And for all the men and women that God has used to instruct me and to lead me, very grateful. But Paul is saying, look, don't put your pride in the person, in a man or a woman, and say that, well, this is my spiritual leader, this is my leader. Be grateful, have a grateful heart. But here's what happens. What was happening in the church of Corinth is the same thing that happens today. You get the divisions where, well, I am of so-and-so. I'm of this man or this woman, and you're of that person. And so we create divisions and we create separations. This has led to all the, I forget how many denominations they said that there are in our nation today. And globally, how many different denominations there are that serve Jesus Christ. I mean, it's astounding, the number of denominations. And so it's easy for us to allow those separations or those divisions that we've created to say, well, I'm of this church and of this man. And you're of this church and of this person. But I'm of this church. Well, we're of Jesus Christ. I would even say this to you. There are people, there's oftentimes that because of the divisions, because the doctrine of one denomination may be entirely different from the doctrines of another denomination, those two denominations will never accept anything, and they cause divisions, and they will not listen to each other. Listen, here's what I've learned over 30-plus years in ministry. I've seen a lot of men and women that I thought were great men and women of God, and I've learned from them readily. But I've also come across a lot of men and women that I disagree with. That when we, their approach to spiritual things and my approach are often different. But I found that just because we may not agree on a lot of doctrinal things, that doesn't mean that I should disregard everything that they say. I have seen over the years that people that I disagree with wholeheartedly on certain things, still the Spirit of God is in them. And I have been able to pick up amazing. When I say kernels of truth, I don't mean to minimize, but I'm trying to express to you that I pick up points of truth. There's revelation that I get and I receive from them. As long as somebody is serving Jesus Christ and their heart is after Jesus Christ, if that's the foundation, then the Holy Spirit can still speak through them. See, we disqualify people because we don't agree with them on one point or another, and so we disqualify everything that they say. Paul is saying, don't exalt concerning or boast because this man or that man is your leader. All things are yours. God's going to speak to us and will speak to us through all people who serve Him. And that should be our expectation. But even more than that, whether Paul, Apollos, or Peter, or the universe of life or death, he's saying, listen, whether you learn, whether you are getting taught from me, Paul, or whether you're getting taught from Apollos, or whether you're getting taught from Peter, or whether you're getting taught on the entirety of the whole world of knowledge of life and of death, which is all-encompassing, or whether the immediate and threatening present and the subsequent and uncertain future, all are yours. Paul is saying not to limit ourselves, but to hear, to allow the, because the Holy Spirit, He's told us. He's given us the Spirit, not of the world, but the Spirit of God. And He chastised gently the church at Corinth, saying, you know, I expected you to be more spiritually mature. I expected you to be eating more, but instead, you're still carnal. You're still thinking with your minds. You're still looking towards men. Look towards me and listen. The Holy Spirit has so much for each one of us today. And if we will listen, and don't close off your mind just because of issues you might have with somebody or you may not have the same doubt. Listen to the Holy Spirit speaking. Because the Holy Spirit is speaking to you directly in your very spirit every day. From His Spirit to your spirit, and from your spirit to your soul, He is speaking to you every single day. But He will also speak truth to you through other people. Have your ears attuned and have an expectation to grow spiritually today and watch the revelation that he brings into your life.